You ready? Are you ready, church?
Yeah.
One voice, loud and clear. Begin. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts on his shoulders and goes on. Then he calls his friends and righteous neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Amen. I want to talk to you today about the salvation of the lost sheep. Here we see the relationship between God and man has been compared to shepherd and sheep. So our Lord is the shepherd and we are the sheep. Hallelujah. Amen. Talk to somebody. You are the sheep.
You are the sheep.
But are you a good sheep?
You are the sheep.
Or a bad sheep?
Sheep.
We know shepherd is good. But how about you? Are you a good sheep? Make sure you're a good sheep. So we have this wonderful relationship between shepherd and sheep. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He always wants the best for his sheep. Even now, the Lord Jesus Christ wants the best for you. Hallelujah. Now as a sheep, we are in the green grass and we lay there. We lay rest there, and the Lord, the Good Shepherd, wants us to open our mouth and enjoy the grass, enjoy the scenery, enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy the we are living in a fall in the autumn, right? The wind is so wonderful, isn't it? I love early fall season, not later. Later it gets cold, but now it's kind of very nice, the breeze. I feel like whenever the wind breathes on my face, I feel like the Lord is whispering to me, PJ, Paul, here I am, you're in my presence, and I, hallelujah. I'm so, you know, I love this fall season. Do you like it too?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, after service, let's go to the mountain. To feel the wind, to see the trees. Blowing by the wind, singing and dancing and praising God. Hallelujah. You know, all creation praise the Lord. Did you know that? All creation praise the Lord. Huh?
Sure, yeah.
Only human being does not praise the Lord. only the believers, yes. I'm talking about non-believers. They don't praise the Lord. All creation praise the Lord. You know, every time dog barking, mom, mom, that's a praise the Lord. See, the baby praise the Lord by crying. Okay, alright. So, that's number one point. Relationship is beautiful relationship. You know, when we go to New Jerusalem, there we're going to rest forever in the green grass. You know, in the New Jerusalem, there is sun needed. No sun, no moon. Jesus Christ is the bright, glorious light that He shines so strong that we don't need sun. How about that? Do you like to be there?
Yes.
Do you like to be there?
Yes.
You want to go there?
Yes.
In your spirit, you're already there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In your spirit, you're already there. Huh? That's what Brother Stephen is going through these days. What did you say? I forgot.
You are
our Lord Jesus, you are in my spirit. He's really getting into that Tree of Life book, and he's really digesting it. Huh? And he summarizes those three chapters in one sentence. Isn't that cool? I think that's cool. Cool. How do you say cool? Huh? Cool. Cool. That's very cool, isn't it? Huh? Yeah, I think he got into something. Jesus, Lord Jesus, you are in my spirit. And open my spirit to you. Amen. With that simple sentence, everything is there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you want to know the meaning, deeper meanings, you got to read that book. Okay? All right. So here's a beautiful relationship that we see, but unfortunately, in the scripture, we see that this sheep, one lost sheep, loses. He gets lost. This is what happened. He gets lost. Now, as soon as the sheep goes astray, and gets lost, the life of tragedy starts. What is sin, by the way? What is the definition of sin? Is it cheating, lying, committing adultery, killing somebody? But what is the deeper meaning of sin? Well, deeper meaning of sin is when you, like a sheep, goes astray and go on your own way, that's a sin. Now remember, the word sin is hamartia in Greek, and it means missing the point. When you're shooting the arrow, you're missing the point, that's a sin. Life, living by my own self, that's a sin. Okay, Isaiah 53 verse 6 tells us very well what sin means. Can we read it together? Begin. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. This scripture is beautiful, isn't it? All of us, there's no exception here, including myself. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. You have turned into your own way. I have turned into my own way. But the life didn't end it there. Praise the Lord. The Lord, Jesus, has laid on himself, the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. Amen. We find the pastures in Christ. We find peace and life and love in Christ. Amen. But we have to see from the scripture that sin means turning our own way. Are you living Christ-centered life or I-centered life? What do you think? What do you think? When you do something in your life, do you ask the Lord for His will, or do you just do it? So, if we do it, everything on our own, with our own decision, with our own feeling, own will, what is that life? That's gone astray life. What are the conditions of the lost sheep? Let's go through some of the conditions of the lost sheep. When the sheep gets lost, these are the conditions. Number one, the sheep, lost sheep, okay, loses the owner. Okay, the condition of the lost sheep is the first, lost the owner. Isn't it? The dog has an owner. The cat has an owner. Right? What do you do with the dog that has no owner? In Korea, it's very dangerous. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Other country, like Myanmar, I don't know, is it from Myanmar? I went to Myanmar and there was a dog paradise. Country is dog paradise. Everywhere there's a dog, every block there's a dog. And nobody's cooking, so. it's everywhere. But in Korea, you don't see that. If you see a dog without owner, next day it will be in the cage. Every dog or cat, even pen, has an owner, isn't it? Even pen has an owner. Something or somebody has no owner is called garbage, isn't it? It doesn't matter how beautiful this microphone is, but if nobody's using this microphone, it's put it into some kind of a desk or, you know, the cabinet, and is there sitting for 5-10 years and all the dust are... What is this? No matter how expensive this microphone is, if it's no, there's an owner, then it's garbage. Isn't it? But praise God, you're not on your own. You have owner. You have owner. And that owner name is Jesus Christ. Because Bible says, the owner, Jesus Christ, bought you with His blood. Hallelujah. Therefore, your life is not on your own, but it belongs to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the owner of your life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We belong to Jesus once and for all. No matter what happens in your life, remember, Jesus owns your life and He will make it better. Not bitter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you live your life on your own, it will be bitter. But praise the Lord, the Good Shepherd, who is Jesus Christ, who leads our life, it will be better and better and better, and then end up in New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who is your owner of your life? Come on, ask somebody. Who is your owner of your life? Who is your owner? Hallelujah. Therefore, amen. We are very precious before God's eyes. Amen. Now, second condition of the lost sheep is no purpose. When the sheep gets lost, there's no purpose. Owner knows the purpose of that sheep. God knows the purpose of our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't decide the purpose for our own life. Hear me again, brothers, sisters. We don't decide. We don't decide the purpose of our lives. God decides the purpose for our lives. And God's purpose for your life is that you united with God Himself and become one. And you be united with God by eating Jesus as the bread of life. Drinking Jesus as the living water. Breathing Him as the air we breathe. Hallelujah. Jesus is all in all. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we praise the Lord. So, when this sheep gets lost, there is no purpose. It loses purpose. Third, when sheep gets lost, there's a loneliness comes in.
Sure.
How many of you are lonely? Are you lonely? If you are lonely, that may be a sign that you have lost your shepherd. Have you heard of this phrase, loneliness in the crowd? The big crowd, you're in the big crowd, but your heart is empty, void, lonely. People are lonely in the street. People are lonely at home. People are lonely at vacation. It doesn't matter you go to Hawaii or what other place is good. I can think of. You say, come on. Beautiful places. Huh? What was that in the Philippines? Boracay.
Palawan.
Palawan? Palawan. Boracay is good too, right? I've never been there, but I like Boracay. you imagine you're in Boracay and there's a beautiful blue color sand. No, sand is not blue color.
White
sand and blue beach, and it's transparent, it's so clear. But you're there, but you are lonely. Even at church, brothers and sisters, there's so many people who are lonely.
Amen.
Even at church. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because they are missing the shepherd.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where you are, but if you have the shepherd, you will never be lonely.
Amen.
You will never be lonely. Because not only God is with you, God is in you. God is in your spirit. There is no time to be lonely. Because you can commune with the Lord, commune with Jesus in your spirit 24/7.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are going to be busy with the Lord because He wants to show new revelation. He wants to show a new insight. He wants to sing a song of love to you. Huh? There's a Bible called, book called Song of Songs, right? Confessing that love to the loved ones. Jesus loves you so much that he sings over you. He sings over you. Hallelujah. Well, number four, condition of the lordship. Number four, unrest, anxiety, worry. People are walking on the street, but they are very unrestful. They're going somewhere, but they don't know why they're going. They don't know why, where they're came from, where they're going. They're working, but they're unrestful. Ah, Korea, 4D working, unrestful, isn't it? When I went to United States when I was 12 years old, I went there, and then in my teenage, I wanted to work part-time so I can earn some money for my pocket money, because my dad really gave me some money. I don't blame him. So I needed some pocket money, so I went to the grocery store, and they were looking for part-time worker. So I went to the grocery store, and they sell fruits and vegetables and all that. But praise the Lord, on that day, it was Thanksgiving Day. And I worked and I fainted. Because I had to use the hand truck, you know, hand truck? This hand truck. Use the hand truck to carry the boxes. All I did was all day, I carried the boxes. It was like this, and used all my muscles. And then I was not experienced all day long. And it was Thanksgiving Day. You know, in the United States, Thanksgiving Day is one of the biggest holidays. And people buy turkey and chicken and everything. So they have so many boxes. And I was blessed with so much work. After that, I fainted. Amen? No amen. But I was unrest. People are working, they're unrestful. People are at home watching TV, but still unrestful. Anxiety, anxious. Even watching TV. Does this give you peace?
No.
Huh? You like some kind of food, kimchi jjigae. I know some internationals, they like kimchi jjigae. You like kimchi jjigae? You know what's kimchi jjigae? You love. Yeah, I love to kimchi jjigae. Hmm? You cooking very nice kimchi jjigae with tofu, with ham. Ooh. Smells good. Does that give you rest? No matter how much kimchi jjigae you can make and you eat, it will not give you rest. It will give you full stomach. Only the presence of Jesus Christ will give you rest.
Amen.
Will give you rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Learn to be in His presence. And you can be in His presence by calling on His wonderful name. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody, come on.
Lord Jesus.
Well, we use that word all. Let's try all Lord Jesus. Ready?
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen. No matter what happens to me, around me, circumstance, atmosphere, no matter what happens, I have peace in my spirit. Amen. Okay. Five, the condition of the lost sheep, fear. When the sheep goes astray in the wilderness, what happened during the night time? Oh. Oh, fear. There's a fear factor. Wolf, tiger, lion, whatever. Hyena. Oh, I don't like hyenas. When they gather together, they can't even attack lion, right? Hyenas, right? Those wild animals. When you get away from the shepherd, your life is in danger. Do you have shepherd in your life?
Yes.
Do you have? If you don't have, you can have the shepherd today. Just open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for going on my own way. I'm repenting. I'm coming, making U-turn. I'm coming back to you. And I belong to you. And you are going to be my shepherd for my soul forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Six, hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. If you have no shepherd in your life, guess what? You are hunger and thirst for something, and that has never been filled, content. What is the? I don't have it here. I don't have it here.
Money.
You have money?
No.
No money? You are blessed, sister. You have no money? You're blessed. Amen. There's a joy in having nothing. You have money? Max has money. You're blessed? You're blessed. Gift for me. Gift for me. Oh, money, money, money. In Korea, there's a saying that money, money, 해도 money가 최고야. You don't know what it means. You know, money, money, money. Hunger and thirst. Your hunger and thirst will never be filled without the shepherd. This world is hungry for this money. World is hungry for money. Without shepherd, most likely your eyes will be glued on money. And this will be your idol, and you'll follow this money. And then, boom, perish. This is only a paper. Don't lose your heart with this. This is only a paper. Amen?
Amen.
If you follow Jesus, this will follow you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you follow Jesus, okay? Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Max. Oh, where's the offering basket? He's so kind. He's very kind. Max is a man of character. He's a man of character. Wonderful brother. I want to work with him. Don't betray me. I want to work with him. Okay. Lastly, but not least, what happens when the sheep gets lost? Death. Death. When you don't have your shepherd controlling over your life, there are many things in life will bring death to you. Our brother, I'm sure you don't mind opening my brother, right? Steve. He was an alcoholic. When Jesus was not shepherd over his life. When you say Jesus is my shepherd, means he's controlling my life. I'm only a sheep and I don't have ability to look forward. I don't have ability to fight the wild animals. I don't have ability to do things on my own. Sheep is so simple animal. Do you understand? So simple animal. They can only follow the shepherd. Now Jesus Christ is the Lord and he's the head of Brother Stephen and he has been set free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 There are many things in life who try to strangle you, try to bondage you, try to bind you, try to destroy you. Alcohols, cigarettes, gambling, games. Some people have a habit of watching movies. That's their habit. It's movie time. Eating popcorn. Sitting in the lazy chair, watch a movie, it's my own time, don't bother me. Be careful, that can also be an idol. Anything you love more than Jesus is an idol. Anything you love more than Jesus, any person you love more than Jesus is an idol. If I love my wife more than Jesus, she's an idol. Hallelujah. There are many things. Like a prowling lion, hungry lion, trying to eat you up. But praise Jesus, he is our shepherd. We don't have to worry about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus, we need you all the time. But praise Jesus, now we know, we go back to the story now. Can you give us a scripture? Okay. Praise God, the scripture says, what? The shepherd, what happened? Go after the lost sheep. Amen. The shepherd goes after the lost sheep. Praise God. Even if you're lost, the good shepherd who is our Lord Jesus Christ, he will go after you. Amen. Religion means sheep goes after, try to find the shepherd. Huh? Religion always starts with the sheep. But praise God, the gospel says shepherd goes after the sheep. Hallelujah. God came down. He reached out his hand to us. Not we reached out our hand to God, but he started. Gospel starts with God. Remember John 3:16? That's a good verse that summarizes the entire gospel. It starts with, for God. Hallelujah. Even today, the shepherd is coming towards you. He's trying to find you. Open your heart. Do not reject him. Let him come to you into your heart. Amen. And next phrase says, until he finds it. Listen, the shepherd, the good shepherd, he will never give up on you. Once he knows, listen, you are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, he will never leave you, no, never forsake you. He will find you. Hallelujah. Amen. Until the ends of the earth, he will find you. I'm sorry, you cannot go anyway. You cannot go away from Jesus. You're bought by Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And that's a good thing, because he will give you life, an abundant life. Amen. Number six, the Bible says, when he finds it, what is that when? It's the cross. Jesus Christ found you on the cross. When he died on the cross, listen, he found you. Hallelujah. When you look at the cross, there you see yourself crucified with Jesus Christ on the cross.
Amen.
I was together with Christ when he was crucified. There he found you. Hallelujah. Not only he found you on the cross, guess what? He rose. When he rose again from the dead, you were together with Christ. You rose again together. That's why you will have new life in Christ. Amen. This is what it means. When he found the sheep, he says, he finds it and then joyfully puts it on his shoulders. In the Bible, shoulder means resurrection, the power. He puts you on his shoulder with the resurrection power. Hallelujah. Through the power of the cross and the resurrection, your life will be blessed. Because of who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for you. Amen. And then next phrase says, goes home. He put the lost sheep on his shoulder and then he goes home. Oh, hallelujah. We are at home. Amen. This home means church. We are at home now. Amen. This is your home. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, this is your home.
This is
your spiritual home. This is where God is, amen.
Amen.
And we are family of God, amen.
Amen.
We eat together. We eat together. We love one another. We serve. This is wonderful family of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And next phrase says, rejoice with it with me. Bible says, oh, I found the one lost sheep. Now, let's rejoice with me. This is what church life is all about. Rejoicing with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my
strength.
Come on.
Strength.
Doesn't sound like a strength. The joy of the Lord is my
strength.
The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
Strength.
Who has a strength?
Jesus.
You say it as you mean it, and as you have it. Okay, ready? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let's shout to you. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, who said that? Throw some. One more time. Begin.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Is it her? There's a strong
strength. Oh, he's right. Good. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. When you dance for Jesus, when you rejoice with Jesus, who hates the most? Who's frightened the most? The devil, our enemies. Amen? When you dance for Jesus, when you rejoice with Jesus, the enemies will be frightened. And he will envy you. Do you understand? But you are always somber looking, always grumbling and weak and Who likes it? Devil. Who likes it? Our good shepherd today, he wants you to rejoice.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is your shepherd. Amen. For that reason, we ought to rejoice with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Last point is, listen, Bible says, anyone who repents, oh, there will be great rejoice in heaven. Of that one lost sheep repent, there's more rejoice than 99 righteous people who don't have to repent. What does this mean? Oh, God's heart is rejoicing whenever one lost sheep comes to the Lord. We have many empty seats here. How about leading people, the lost sheep, to the house of God? And God will rejoice. And you will rejoice. Hallelujah. Would you do your best to share the gospel to the non-Christians? Those who are lost, those who are in fear, those who are in danger of death, let's share the gospel of Jesus Christ and invite them. Amen. Even those people who are here today, if you're not rejoicing with Jesus, something is blocking in your life. Repent and receive. Look at this scripture now, Acts 2:21. Let's read it together. Begin. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be
saved.
Amen. John 1:12, begin. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God. To those who? To those who? Believe into his name. If you believe in Jesus' name, guess what? You will become children of God. And you can rejoice with Jesus today. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you want to rejoice with Jesus today? You want to rejoice? Hallelujah. If you have to live your own life, your own way, simply say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I have gone astray. I have gone on my own way. And I was the Lord over my life. I was the ruler and I was the owner of my life. I'm sorry for that kind of life. Lord, I repent and I come back to you. And I acknowledge and I confess that Jesus, you are the only person in my life who will rule. Who have authority over my life. So therefore I give my life to you. You come and you bless me. You rule and you lead. Hallelujah. And I'll be the most... And I will be the most happiest person and most safest person in the world. Because I will be in the arms of the shepherd, good shepherd, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let's all stand together and let's pray. Just simple this prayer. Would you commit your life to the shepherd?